Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. And this is the second of two shows about the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s and 30s. The Harlem Renaissance changed America's racial dynamic. Popular music drew whites uptown after dark, and America became a different place.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Harlem drew mainly whites uptown after dark. America's deep racism persisted, but it also eased and blurred. The Cotton Club separated the races, the entertainers and those to be entertained. But in other places around Harlem, blacks and whites danced together, drank together, slept together. The town, the music, and the people had something in common. Heat. Harlem was hot. The Three Peppers with Swingin' at the Cotton Club and Bobby Short with Tan Manhattan.
You got to sing, swing. You truck on down to the Cotton Club. If you can't get a taxi, grab a sub. Swingin' in Harlem was the craze. Well, they swung out a million ways. Moved downtown nowadays. Swingin' at the Cotton Club. Boy, they drop in off that great white way. They keep on swinging till the break of day. Everybody's always gay. Swinging at the Cotton Club. Now, if you've had the blues all day, you watch those dancing feet. They're sure to drive your blues away. Telling you, buddy, that can't be beat. If you don't know what to do, turn west off 7th Avenue. They always got a red hot review. Swinging at the Cotton Club. Yeah!
Argentina, graceful maids from fair Antigua, Trinidad and Puerto Rico, Panama and Martinique, every kind of type you seek. north of Central Park. Down in Manhattan, you can be a swinging caddy. It's a magic town within a town, done up brown.
The Three Peppers with Bob Bell's 1937 Swingin' at the Cotton Club, and Bobby Short with UB Blake and Andy Razaf's 1941 Tan Manhattan. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The popular side of the Harlem Renaissance appealed to whites who patronized nightclubs like the Cotton Club and Connie's Inn. But the Harlem Renaissance also spoke to and for the people of Harlem, black rather than white, poor rather than wealthy. They couldn't afford to go to the Cotton Club, but they could hear themselves in the songs that surrounded them. These people didn't live in Manhattan penthouses, and they had to do the menial jobs that didn't often appear in songs. But they still fell in love. Mildred Bailey, A Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid. Mildred Bailey with James P. Johnson and Andy Razaf's 1930 A Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid. Songs by African-American songwriters might parallel what whites were writing in Tin Pan Alley, songs that set out to be hits. But the more characteristic Harlem songs were earthier and funnier, blunter and more honest. The first of these songs comes from black slang about a large woman with small breasts, a sexual joke. The second of them has nothing to do with a black person, but lets you see the earthiness of black lyrics. It's hard to imagine a song like this on the radio or the Broadway stage in the late 20s. Fats Waller with his and George Kirkaby's All That Meat and No Potatoes, and Ken Page and Andre DeShields with Waller and Andy Razaf's Fat and Greasy.
Like green tomatoes. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating, with all that meat and no potatoes. All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators, yeah. Hold me steady, I am ready, with all that meat and no potatoes. I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. 'Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes. Where's my fine ham bone? Where is it?
Perfumes are made from fat.
Not the kind that comes from this greasy cat. There's a fragrance in his clothes,
but it ain't one like you never smelled in a row.
Talk about it.
Oh man, that fool is fat and greasy.
Hot or cold,
he's fat and greasy. Head, heel, fat and greasy. A big fat greasy fool.
He's got two big fat liver lips.
Shakes like jelly round his hips.
He's a wiggling, waddling shine.
With his big fat ox, what's his name?
What's his name?
Oh, man, that fool is fat and greasy.
Hot or cool?
He's fat and greasy. Fat and greasy. A big fat greasy fool.
Hey!
Fats Waller, All That Meat and No Potatoes, and Andre DeShields and Ken Page, Fat and Greasy. These songs that feel set in Harlem pretty much stayed in Harlem, but occasionally one would cross over. A recording would register with white audiences, especially if the singer was also popular with whites and the white songwriters were imitating black styles. This is Fats Waller with Fred Fisher and Ada Benson's 1935, Your Feet's Too Big.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Like baby patter, baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Na-dee-doo-da. Na-dee-doo-da. Where'd you get them? Na-dee-doo-da. Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face, she likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. The gunboats. Chef, chef, chef. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. You got me walking, talking, and squawking. Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
Fats Waller, Your Feet's Too Big. The earthiest songs from the Harlem Renaissance are about sex, about sexual women, about sex mixed with humor. The songs are rambunctious, funny, hot, and bluesy. This is the opposite of an urban blues or a torch song. A woman who's failed at love figures out how to hold on to her newest daddy. Here's the lesson. Find out what they like and how they like it, and let him have it just that way. Her explanation relies on the imagery of double entendre songs, as does one of the most famous songs of the Harlem Renaissance, Fats Waller and Andy Razaf's Honeysuckle Rose.
Right alone, why I couldn't hold a man. Every love affair went wrong until I changed my plan. I'm having no more trouble now. My dad is nice as he is. can be. Ladies, I will tell you how, that if you take a tip from me, find out what they like and how they like it, and let them have it just that way. Give them what they want and when they want it, without a single word to say. You got to cater to a man, and if you don't, he'll find some other gal to do the things you want. A man is like a baby, and it's too bad, Jim, the day some gal is smart enough to baby him. You will lose him if you give him lollipops, when you know he's almost crazy for some chops. Find out what he likes and how he likes it, and let him have it just that way. Just that way. Give them what they want and when they want it, without a single word to say. Now if he claims his lodger's meeting every night, it means you do not handle all your business right. Just use more sugar if he says your jam ain't sweet, or he will sneak for his dessert across the street. Find out what he likes and how he likes it, let him have it just that way, I say. Let him have it just that way.
Have no use for other sweets of any kind, since the day you came around. One look and I instantly made up my mind. Sweeter sweetness can't be found. You're so sweet, can't be beat. Nothing sweeter ever stood on feet. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. Well, I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and you and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. Now you're my sugar, so sweeter when you stir up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honey, oh, suckle rose.
Every honeybee feels with jealousy.
Baby,
I say you're my honey, I'll suckle rose.
Now hush your mouth.
When you're passing by those flowers, just droop inside.
Droop inside.
And we both know the reason why.
Why? Why?
You're much too sweet, goodness. Oh, and you're my honey. Oh, sucker of.
Don't buy sugar.
Uh-huh. You just have to touch my cup now.
Now my sugar.
So, so sweet, oh, when you're stirring.
Edith Wilson, Find Out What They Like, and Nell Carter and Ken Page, Honeysuckle Rose. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Most of today's songs are from the Great Depression that eventually destroyed the Harlem Renaissance. People still flocked to Harlem, but times were a lot tougher for the people who lived there. On Saturday nights along Lenox Avenue, people gathered in apartments for a quarter or 50 cents for a night of food and music at rent parties, mainly at the end of the month when the rent was due and you needed to raise some cash. When Harold Arlen first learned about rent parties, he turned what he learned into a song. Jonathan Stout and his Campus Five with Hillary Alexander, Spreadin' Rhythm Around.
which according to one and all is what they call swing. Those who can't afford silk and satin dance with gigolos who are Latin, come from Yonkers, the Bronx, and Staten, bread and rhythm round.
Jonathan Stout and his Campus Five and Hillary Alexander with Jimmy McHugh and Ted Keeler's Spreadin' Rhythm Around. While some people were out in the streets demonstrating and others were in the clubs and joints scattered along Lenox Avenue, a goodly number had seen a note in a grocery store or corner saloon announcing a rent party. Keep the noise down or somewhere around 4 a.m. the paddy wagon is sure to arrive. Duke Ellington's orchestra with Ivy Anderson raising the rent, and Fats Waller, the joint is jumping.
Me, bad luck has forced me down to my last 1 cent. I'm right in the middle of solving that riddle known as raising the rent. Still beg or borrow, got till tomorrow. Landlord's a mean old gent. It's come to a showdown and he wants the lowdown if I'm raising my rent. Better times are taking too long. Panic's on and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song. Trouble has got me down. I've made my mind up, I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle of solving that riddle known as raising my rent.
Along old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in cats and check your hats, I mean this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This is spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Sing this joint, boy. Yeah.
You hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean, this joint is jumping. Uh-huh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet beer and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Ivy Anderson and Duke Ellington with Arlen and Keeler's Raisin' the Rent, and Fats Waller with his J.C. Johnson and Ray Zaff's The Joint is Jumpin'. Pig's feet and collard greens in the kitchen, bottles of beer and booze floating in the bathtub, casual sex in the bedroom, drugs when nobody's looking, and music. The driving, jazzy sound of stride, the components of a rent party, an ingenious solution to a nagging problem. Bessie Smith, Gimme a Pig Foot and a Bottle of Beer, and Cab Calloway, Reefer Man.
Get together is just too tight. With that cat there?
Must be full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Bessie Smith, Give Me a Pig Foot and a Bottle of Beer, and Cab Calloway, Reefer Man. Toward morning, the music slowed and so did the dancing. Everything got quieter. Couples barely moved as they leaned in against one another. Sex in slow motion. The folks in Harlem called it dancing on a dime. A few years later, out in Hollywood, Burton Lane and Frank Lesser cleaned up the idea and borrowed it for a song. This is Maxine Sullivan with Dancing on the Dime.
Now I'd never dream of making love with so many people near. No, I'd never dream of making love, but love is here. Isn't this sublime? We're dancing on a dime. The crowded floor is perfect for a nice romantic time. Oh, How can I help but hold you tight? Here in a warm embrace, there isn't an inch of space for being discreet. So I repeat, isn't this sublime? This dancing on a dime, we're hand in glove, the picture of our romance in its prime. Now, darling, I guess I'd better confess, for I knew it all the time, that I'd be close to you, dancing on a dime. Sublime, this dancing on a dime, we're hand in glove, the picture of our romance in its prime. Now, darling, I guess I'd better confess, for I knew it all the time, that I'd be close to you, dancing on a dime. Dancing on a dime.
Maxine Sullivan, Dancing on a Dime. In the late 20s and through the 30s, songs began to describe a new dance called the lowdown. It was bluesy and sexy, just disreputable enough to be a little bit dangerous. Its home was tempting, seductive Harlem. Except it never existed. It was entirely fictional, an illusion that suited Harlem, its sound, and its pace. Most of the songs about it appeared not uptown, but on Broadway or in the movies. Mildred Bailey with Harry Revell and Matt Gordon's Doin' the Uptown Lowdown.
Miss Bailey, you sure look righteous.
Out of my way, chick. I feel righteous.
Where you going? Uptown?
Yeah, for a taste of lowdown.
Ooh-wee.
Where do we get that music that puts the swing so hot in us? Where is life never dull, humdrum or monotonous? Hop a subway, hop a cab, shoot right up to Harlem, where the population found a new sensation. Screen celebs and stage satellites, social debs and high headlights, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown, where they spend their simoleons just to watch those Creoleans skipping, hippin', doing the uptown lowdown. You find laughter after midnight, that's their playtime. Heidi Hay time, what price? Yeah, man. Bankers with their Cinderellatives, listening to those hot high yellatives, up in Harlem, doing the uptown lowdown. They spend their simoleons just to watch those Creoleans skipping, hipping, doing the uptown lowdown. You find laughter after midnight, that's their playtime. Heidi Hay time, what price?
Yeah, man.
Bankers with their Cinderellatives, listening to those hot high yellatives, up in Harlem, doing the uptown lowdown.
was it uptown?
Well, it wasn't no bring down.
Did you hear him swing down?
Yeah, but it wouldn't mean a thing down here.
Mildred Bailey doing the Uptown Lowdown. The song styles of the Harlem Renaissance extended into the early 40s, but the Depression had largely taken the drive out of what had been so alive for the previous 20 years. There were songs that still sounded the same, but World War II was coming, and with it, a change in taste, sentiment, and tempo. Harlem would fade from our attention. But first, there was this. Gene Krupa's orchestra with Anita O'Day, Let Me Off Uptown.
Joe, my name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. Rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Anita O'Day with Earl Bostick and Red Evans, 1941, Let Me Off Uptown. The Cotton Club had thrived on Lenox Avenue from 1923 to 1935. For a while, it moved to the Theater District in the West 40s, and then in 1940, it closed for good, as good an image as any of the demise of the Harlem Renaissance. Andrew Crouchers, the senior audio producer, I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Hey.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.